Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is Mark Maron from the podcast WTF, and really, why are you listening to Mr. Media Radio?
Thanks a lot, Mark. Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Dr. Lillian Glass, author of the new book, Toxic Men, 10 Ways to Identify, Deal With, and Heal from the Men Who Make Your Life Miserable. Well, I hope they're not talking about me. Stick around. This is going to hurt me a lot more than it will you.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media. So little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of men who don't realize we're talking about them in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, just between you and me, all through the following interview, I will quietly repeat the following mantra to myself. She's not talking about me. She's not talking about me. She's not talking about me. And in my imagination, I will have a finger in each ear singing, la, 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 la. Now, I don't know what I was thinking when I booked Dr. Lillian Glass, the author of Toxic Men, as a guest. Isn't she likely to come on the show and reveal what a jerk and a fraud I am as a husband and lead my wife to leave me? Maybe this isn't such a bad idea after all. Welcome to 30 Minutes of Female Empowerment, ladies. And Dr. Lillian Glass, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, Mr. Media. Well, first of all, you're not a jerk. That's number one. And number two, the whole concept of toxic men is really not about male bashing, because it applies to women too. And it's about picking the people that are right for you and knowing how to deal with people who make your life miserable.
And how do you know who these people are? Tell folks a little bit about your background with body language.
My background, I'm a body language expert, and I've done this for a lot of years. I do this through in the media. I do it in the legal system with court cases, and I do analysis of deception, things of that nature. And I also, as I said, do it very publicly. I have a column in Cosmopolitan magazine where I do a monthly body language analysis on celebrities. I do it for a lot of the media that ask me what I think about what's really going on in a relationship. So what I've done is I've written a book on how to determine if somebody is toxic to you in a relationship based on their body language, their communication skills, how they come across. And it can really make a difference. It's not just in a relationship with somebody you're involved with intimately. It could be in a business relationship. It could be in any type of a relationship.
I was interested to see, I know you also wrote the book Toxic People, and I was interested to see as I read through Toxic Men that there is a chapter that says, you know, women can be toxic too. It's not just a one-way street.
Yes, not at all. I guess ideally, if I was choosing the title, I would have called it Toxic Men and Toxic Women. But I guess, you know, I didn't have that control over it. But I think that that in retrospect, that's really what it should be, because men who've read the book have said, this is amazing. It really does sing to me, you know, really speaks to me. And they could relate it in terms of their relationships. But, you know, what we really see, and when we look at the stereotype, especially in show business, so many of these women get involved with the same type of guy over and over again. You know, we read the headlines. There's so many of these toxic men in the headlines. And it's like, why do I go for that bad boy, so to speak? You know, you look at the Charlie Sheen or the people who are like the Tiger Woods, or you see people people who are definitely in that public milieu, and they put out such toxic energy.
So tell me, I know you have a practice in Beverly Hills, which for the rest of the country, that immediately sends off a little alarm. Okay. So
really?
This,
what kind of alarm does it send off?
Well, something coming out of Beverly Hills, I don't know. Is it real science? Is it flaky science? Is it Beverly Hills?
Well, it's not Beverly Hills science. I mean, it's just an area that I just happen to have my office in. But I have a very strong academic background. I have a postdoctorate in the field of medical genetics, actually, where I studied how to analyze different genetic syndromes, people that had birth defects, and really gave me kind of the top, so to speak, in terms of looking at patterns of communication. I have a PhD in communication disorders here, speech and hearing sciences, master's from the University of Michigan, so I'm the real deal. I've written about 15 books, and my aim is to help people. The Hollywood community, I've worked a lot with performers, helping them with their body language to get into character. My first client was Dustin Hoffman for Tootsie, where I taught him how to sound like a woman. And one of my later clients was Will Smith, and teaching him how to get the body language position and everything for 7 pounds. So it's not junk science. It's not, you know, shouldn't put people off because it's Beverly Hills, but it's where the marketplace is that I deal with a lot of this.
And in the interest of full disclosure, I have to point out, I don't know if you even aware of this, I opened the book and was looking at the endorsements, and I see that you have an endorsement from my partner, Pat Brown, author of The Profiler.
Oh, yeah, she's a good lady. She's a great lady. Boy.
Yeah.
I really have a lot of respect for her. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
And you do a lot of the same kind of stuff she does in terms of appearing on the news shows.
On the news, but we do completely different work. She's
right.
Does mostly criminal profiling. I just use my body language skills to analyze deception and to look at certain criminal cases in terms of that. So it's a smaller area. She does the whole profiling of the cases, so it's a completely different phenomenon. But she's a wonderful woman.
I didn't explain that very well. What I meant was, in terms of where people might know you, is that they've probably seen you. As I understand, you were on Headline News last night, for example, but you do a lot of the TV news type of things as an expert.
Last night I was on Joy Behar, but I'm a regular on the Nancy Grace show. And so, you know, we definitely, we're oftentimes on the same panel together, so... It's really good, but it's exciting. You know, when you are talking about toxic men, it does ring a bell. It does, you know, people may kind of have a different impression of what it really is. So you can't really judge the book by its cover. But when you do look at it, it'll just completely open things up in a whole different dimension.
Now, in a couple of minutes, after we take a break in a minute, I want to talk to you about some toxic celebrity males. I know you have a list of 10 this year.
Yes.
But let's soften up the audience a little bit. Can you give some examples of some good men, some non-toxic celebrity men?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people. You know, look at Vince Vaughn, you know, somebody like that. You look at Ben Affleck, you look at Matt Damon, you look at some of these, a lot of the comedians, you know, the Jon Stewarts, Larry King's, you see, you know, these really decent, good people. And there's so many wonderful men out there in the media. So it's not just about toxic men.
But Dr. Glass, I have to interrupt you there. I don't know that it's fair to put Larry King in that category. Hasn't he been married 8 times? Is there something wrong there?
That may not be toxic. I mean, I know Larry King, and I think he's a lovely human being. And from, you know, if you don't marry him, he's probably wonderful. But, you know, maybe he has issues with his relationships. But as a human being, he's just a great man. You know, you look at someone like Ryan Seacrest, another wonderful man out there. There's so many people that are wonderful people that are not toxic in the way that I describe them.
Well, and thank you for not going for the easy laugh by saying, Mr. Media, I know Larry King. You know Larry King.
No. He's an amazing human being. In fact, I know Larry King from when I was a high school student, and I used to hear him on the radio back when in the day when he was in Miami, Florida, where I grew up.
Oh, he didn't date you when you were a high school student.
No, he didn't. No. I didn't date old men when I was a teenager. He wasn't a pervert. He didn't go for underage girls. But but I remember listening to him and just having a lot of respect for him. Then I got to meet him and be on his show, and that was quite wonderful. But, you know, you look at someone like an Anderson Cooper, another wonderful man. You know, there are fabulous men out there in the media, performers, men that are doing good things for people, that care about other people, that are generous in their time. Wayne Johnson is also a wonderful man who does things for children, has a lot of good causes to help people. So, you know, it's not everybody in Hollywood's toxic, obviously, but what I've done in using the top 10 toxic men in Hollywood is to give a face to the type of toxic men that we're talking about.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about those celebrity toxic men.
Great.
This is Bob Andelman. Yep, this is Bob Andelman. You said great when I said this is Bob Andelman. That's what you meant, right? And you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview.
You're not a toxic man.
We'll tell my wife that later. I'll play this back for her. This is Mr. Media Radio interview with Lillian Glass, the author of Toxic Men, 10 Ways to Identify, Deal With, and Heal from the Men Who Make Your Life Miserable. And we will be right back.
Now, before I say goodnight, my sponsor would like to bring you an important message.
Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Now you can by registering at blogtalkradio.com. While you're there, check out our selection of premium packages. To start your own show today, visit blogtalkradio.com.
This is a public disservice message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Don't waste your evenings doing volunteer work at your local mental hospital. Remember, even if you do, the crazy people there will probably think you didn't.
Yeah, and probably a few of them are toxic men. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with Dr. Lillian Glass, the author of Toxic Men, 10 Ways to Identify, Deal With, and Heal from the Men Who Make Your Life Miserable. Dr. Glass, you've got this list of 10 celebrity men and the traits that make them toxic. Maybe we could take a look at a little bit of that. Number one on the list, this will surprise no one, is Charlie Sheen, who you describe as the self-destructive gloom and doom victim. What's that about?
Right. Well, here Charlie Sheen has had every opportunity whatsoever to be the biggest success in the world, which, you know, he is certainly in show business as an actor. But, you know, in his personal life, he's not. And he's given every opportunity over and over and over again. And so the key word here is he's self-destructive. So that's a form of type of toxic men that we get with men that do the same thing over and over again, whether it's with alcohol, whether it's with drugs, whatever, and we get involved with that type of a person. So that's the face of that type of a man is Charlie Sheen.
Why do women keep falling for him? What kind of woman falls for this guy over and over again?
One that doesn't have a lot of self-esteem or who thinks she can get something out of him or change him. And that's one of the biggest problems we see. A lot of women think that they can change these men, and they can't.
And how is Sheen different from the number two on your list, Mel Gibson, the angry, bullying, control freak?
Mel Gibson is full of rage and hate and hostility. Whereas, you know, with Charlie Sheen, you don't really see the hate and the hostility coming out as much. Well, you do, but when he's allegedly not himself, whether it's a substance or whatever. But with Mel Gibson, the rage that comes out, you see and you hear about different ethnic groups, which is unconscionable. And the hatred he has and the sadistic behavior. I mean, recently he came out and said that he didn't hit her. He didn't beat Oksana, the mother of his baby. He slapped her. Is he? It's unconscionable. One is speechless when they listen to these terms and how he comes across. But he's one of the most dangerous of all the types of toxic men.
You know, well, I was thinking about that when you said, you know, that I was actually, for some reason, was made to think of Bill Clinton when you mentioned that he denied that slapping, when he said that slapping is not hitting, it's kind of like Bill Clinton saying, you know, that oral sex is not sex. That's why he was able to say,
well,
I did not have sex with that woman.
That's not necessarily true. Slapping and hitting is striking and causing physical harm. Whereas,
right.
You know, with oral sex, it's your definition of it. Again, it's like maybe his definition of sex was intercourse, and maybe that was foreplay. So, again, that's his definition. But it didn't cause any bodily harm to someone. But whether you strike someone or whether you punch someone or whether you slap someone, you have destroyed their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that slapping and hitting someone is similar to sex. What I was saying is that these men have their own definition as it suits
right.
them what they're doing.
Exactly. That's well put. You're absolutely correct. They do. They have their own definition in terms of how they want to say it. You're absolutely correct. So very well said.
And let's don't need to really talk about number three, which is Joran van der Sloot, the sociopath.
We
get that. Bernie Madoff is on the list. That's kind of surprising me. You call him the emotional refrigerator.
Well,
now, until he got caught.
Well, he should have been in the psychosociopath section.
Yeah.
And we have a better one for the emotional refrigerator. But, he's a different type of psychosociopath, one who is very cool, calm, and collected, and one who is manipulative, who lies, who blames. And if you look at there's a tape on the Internet where he's giving a lecture, and he's so disconnected. And that is a huge giveaway, a huge telltale sign for women to look at. The emotional refrigerator would be someone like John Mayer. I've been in a position where I've had to analyze people's body language through the media, and oftentimes they would throw me pictures of he and Jessica Simpson, or he and Jennifer Aniston, and you see the same behavior where they're all over him and he's all over nobody. He's very aloof. He's very to himself. He's not very affectionate. He's kind of refrigerated.
I would have put him in the same category that you put number 10, Kanye West, the selfish me, myself, and I narcissist. Having read the Playboy interview with John Mayer, who a person who I really had no interest in, knew nothing about before this past year, he seemed to be right up there in the champion round with Kanye West in the narcissist category.
Well, he probably is, and you know, certainly maybe one trait weighs out the other. But Kanye West is kind of frightening. What's happened to him? This entitlement. Mm-hmm. It's all about him, and it's all about his way. And he can do what he wants, and he's not playing by the rules and in the way that one should play in show business, because it's a cooperative effort. It's not one person. It's everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of a singer or musician you are. If you don't have a band to back you up, you're nobody. And if you don't have the people to promote you and that band, you're nobody. And if you don't have the venue, so the person that can promote you on that venue, it's nobody. So everybody works together, and everybody has their star place. And once you don't see that, it's over.
Now, it's interesting. I'm not particularly pro or con Kanye West. I don't really listen to his music. But I got to give the man credit, because of all the things that he's done, I think the one thing that will now have most lasting impact was this past week when George Bush came out to promote his memoirs, and he said that the most upsetting thing, the most heinous thing that happened to him during 8 years as president, two wars, Hurricane Katrina, and everything else, was Kanye West going on TV and saying George Bush hates black people. I thought,
and that was,
wow.
Yeah. But that's a
horrible
thing.
What does
that
say about both of those guys?
No, I tell you, no matter what you say, and maybe you have thoughts that a president didn't do a good job or he could have done better or he did something wrong, that's one thing. But to call somebody a racist, how dare you? How dare you? Because you don't know what goes on in his head. And again, that feeling, it was like a viral element, and that's kind of what was upsetting. It was that Kanye put it out there, and it spread and spread and spread, and he was in a position to say things, and he needed to watch his mouth. He could have said he's not doing something right, or what does he say about our people, or what does this mean? But to actually accuse someone is unconscionable. That's the tip of the iceberg.
I would disagree with you. Mm-hmm. I would disagree with you. It was very inelegant the way he said it. But at that moment of great frustration on a segment of the American community, I think he captured that. It was very inelegant, and no one expected it. You could tell Mike Myers standing next to him was shocked. But the thing that astonishes me all these years later is that that's the one moment that the man who was president of the United States, who was completely out of his mind apparently, that's the worst thing that he did or that he had to deal with when he was president. I give Kanye West credit for creating that moment. I don't think he handled it well, but that's the one thing that the president of the United States for 8 years can focus on. Just astonishing.
I think what he was really saying, and again, I'm not political and I'm not defending anybody, but what I do think, interpreting it, is that somebody's telling me what I am when I'm not. And I don't think that – I wouldn't say that he was a racist person. I mean, that's just not – you could call him many things, but that would not be one of them. And I also think that Kanye, what he did with the Today Show, is so bad. And he's done – what he did with Taylor Swift is so bad. And it's accumulation of very, very bad and toxic things that are not going to do well by him in the future. And here's a man
Absolutely.
Who has the potential to do great things. His music is wonderful. He was raised beautifully by a woman who was strong and really dedicated her life to her son, encouraged him. She was a teacher. She was a professor. She was put a standard to him. And he's reacted so horribly and taken this power that he has and misused it. I think a lot of it has to do with what's gone on with his mother's death. It was so tragic, and I think he's still partly enraged by it, and rightfully so, and he hasn't dealt with it, so it's coming out in every pore of his body.
Well, folks, listen, we have completely run out of time, but let me tell you that you can find Dr. Lillian Glass's new book, Toxic Men, 10 Ways to Identify, Deal With, and Heal from the Men Who Make Your Life Miserable, and they do not include me, I'm happy to report.
No, they don't.
At great bookstores.
You're not toxic.
It's at great
You're
bookstores.
Wonderful.
Thank you. It's at great bookstores everywhere, or you can order it right now at a great price at MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Dr. Lillian Glass, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on your show. Take care.
My pleasure.
Now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite pop psychologists and sociologists, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.